To item five, our uncontested items calendar. Mr. Briggs?
We have two items on the uncontested items calendar. That's item eight, Big Basin State Park, which was to make corrections from the previous order having to do with the maximum flow rate. And on item nine, the Moss Landing Commercial Park, that's the one where I mentioned we do have a letter from
the Coastal Commission.
Coastal Commission. Where is that? Carol, could you pass that down, please? While Carol's passing it down, I can summarize it for you in that they're talking about the potential impacts from the intake. Just to remind you, this is an operation that would involve intake of a maximum of 60 million gallons per day of seawater, I believe it is. Right, Peter? And a maximum. And the Coastal Commission mentions entrainment, potential entrainment problems, as we'd have with any kind of an intake that's an open water intake. They mention mitigation. However, I think what the letter really boils down to in terms of what it's asking for is, let's see, at the bottom of the page, it says, to help coordinate ongoing project review of the board and the commission, and pending the applicant's submittal of a coastal development permit application, we request the board include as a permit condition a requirement that the applicant provide to the commission a copy of all data and reports that are to be submitted by the board. And that's fine. That's something we can do. Those are public documents. But anybody can correct me if I'm wrong. I think that's really the only concrete request that they're making here. And that's agreeable to us in terms of a staff recommendation that we should ask if the discharger has any problem with that. But otherwise, we'd like to leave it on consent, unless we have any cards.
Does any member of the public wish to address the board on this particular agenda item?
Mr. Chair, before you go on item number nine, I just want to make point of clarifications, because I do chair the Moss Landing Harbor Commission, that this project is across the street. Moss Landing Harbor does not own this property. We do have the outfall pipe that goes underneath Moss Landing Harbor District property, which is a long-term lease. It's been enacted many years ago. So just for the record, so I don't be disqualified.
Thank you. All right.
Are you ready for a motion?
Sure.
Yeah. Mr. Shallcross.
So can we add this requirement without taking it off the consent agenda?
Yeah, I don't know that we even need to change anything in the permit. We would just, we could make a change in the monitoring and reporting program, but I can actually do that administratively, so we can take care of that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Then I'll move the consent agenda.
Okay.
Second.
We have a second. All those in favor of this item?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries.